the market. Thanks again for choosing this one. Every effort was made to ensure it is full of as much useful information as possible. Please enjoy. Chapter 1. Relationships and Social Life. What is a social life? Human beings are known to be social animals. This means that as humans, there is a need to connect and build relationships with people. Various studies show that when a person has a bad social life, the risks of developing mental health is much higher. Other health issues may also develop. However, when a person has a happy and satisfying social life, he is more likely to be healthier and happy with his life. Your relationships with other people also play a key element in your level of happiness and satisfaction. If you do not have a good relationship with the people around you, then you are more likely to be sad and disappointed in life. When talking about social life, then you will have to deal with interpersonal relationships. What is an interpersonal relationship? It refers to the relationship between two or more people. Simply put, it refers to your relationship with people. Social life has always been a part of humanity. Just remember how our ancestors used to sit around a bonfire and share their life experiences with one another. Indeed, social life is important to humans. As they say, no man is an island. From time to time, there is this yearning that you feel in your heart to connect and converse with another human being. Now, social life may not always turn out to be good. Unfortunately, although human beings seem to have this natural tendency to establish a healthy social life, not everyone can form a happy and enjoyable social life. Not to mention, there are people who find it hard to connect or even open up to another human being. Trust issues and other bad experiences in the past, among others, may prevent a person from building a happy and satisfying social life. The good news is that anyone can learn to build an enjoyable social life. You can have a happy social life. After all, as human beings, you cannot deny there is this need that exists to be connected to others. Some even go on to claim that the reason you are in this world, why you are alive, is for other people. Another good thing about building a good social life is that it will definitely make your life more meaningful and enjoyable. What is your social image? Social life is about connecting and associating with others. Now, an important thing about this is for you to identify your social image. What is a social image? Well, it refers to your image that is projected to other people or how other people see you. Take note, this does not refer to how you see yourself, but how other people see who you are. For example, you may think of yourself as a quiet snob, but other people might see you to be simply shy yet kind. It is important for you to know your social image so that you will know how you are positioned in their minds and how they see you. Once you know how other people see you, then you can easily make adjustments and improve your social life. So, how do you know your social image? Well, a good way to know about this is to ask your friends to tell you what they think about you. However, not all of us have the advantage of asking such a kind of question. Do not worry, there are other ways to find out your social image without having to ask anyone about it. What you can do is to find a time that you can spend alone for yourself. Use this time to reflect on your social life. Think about the people with whom you usually associate with. How are your relationships with them? Keep in mind that a good social life is about building good relationships and not just about connecting with people. Another thing that you can do to gauge your social image is to reflect on how people treat you. Do they treat you with respect and kindness? If not, ask yourself why and consider the things that you can do to improve your present relationships. You should also compare what you think about yourself and what people think about you. It is not uncommon for people to see us differently from how we see ourselves. For example, a person may think of himself as someone who is kind and cool, while others may see him as being arrogant and foolish. In case you find any discrepancies, think about what could be causing such discrepancies and come up with ways to make an improvement. As you continue to listen to this book, you will find many practical tips and guidelines on how to build a happy social life and a better social image. The term social life and social image might make the subject seem a bit complicated. However, do not think of it this way. Simply put, these terms only refer to your relationship with other people.